You are listening to The One Great Gnome, written by Jeff DiNardo, narrated by Simone Stevens. Chapter 1. This Isn't Manhattan. Sarah was having a dream, and it was a good one. She was walking arm in arm with her best friend Lily. They were on East 48th Street and looking in the window of Habington's bookstore, one of their favorite hangouts. Lily loved books and reading as much as Sarah did. The girls hung out in the store so often that Mr. Habington hired them on weekends to help stock the new books. Sarah not only had the first pick of all the new titles, but she was getting paid for it too. Not bad for an 11-year-old. Then Sarah heard a noise. It sounded off in the distance somewhere. Bang, bang. Ouch! She woke from her dream and yawned. In those first moments, she was confused. She looked around through her squinting eyes. This wasn't her bedroom in the apartment building where she lived. But this room was different. It was big, bare, and filled with boxes. Then she heard that thumping noise again. Bang, bang, bang. Ouch! That ouch sounded like her father. Sarah stumbled out of bed.
Dad, are you okay? She called.
I'm fine, called her father from the floor below. Just whacked my thumb with a hammer. Again. You should get up now, he added. Breakfast is ready.
Sarah looked around. Now she remembered. She wasn't in Manhattan anymore, and this wasn't her room. Well, it was her room. Her new room. Just the day before, she and her parents had packed up their cozy little apartment and moved here. And here was almost 100 miles away in Hadley, Connecticut. Her parents, despite her noisy and frequent protests, had bought this big, old, rundown farmhouse on 5 acres of land. Sarah's mom was a librarian and had just been hired to run the new Hadley Town Library. Her dad was a writer and had always wanted a separate room where he could work, rather than having to use the kitchen table in their tiny apartment. Her dad also had always thought of himself as a handyman and wanted this house because it needed a lot of work. Sarah and her mother both knew he was anything but handy when it came to fixing things, but her father loved to try anyway. So both of her parents were very happy about the move. Sarah had liked things just the way they were. Sarah rubbed her eyes and stretched. She looked out the window. There was a thick layer of fog on the ground, but she could still make out the endless fields of trees and rolling hills. Not a single bookstore in view. No coffee shop on the corner. No flashing takeout neon sign. No Chin's Fruit Market. Nothing.
Sarah, her dad called again. If you don't move it, I'm gonna eat your breakfast.
Sarah turned from the window and went to get her slippers and robe. She looked around and saw nothing but boxes. So she just wrapped her comforter around her and walked down the steps. The wood creaked under her feet. Sarah entered the kitchen. She saw her dad trying to hang some spices on a homemade rack. But nothing was straight. And the spices looked like they were about to slide off. Her father also seemed to be having a hard time because he had a towel wrapped around his thumb. He saw Sarah staring at it.
I haven't found the bandages yet.
He laughed. Sarah shook her head and smiled. Last night, the kitchen had been nothing but piled up furniture and boxes. But today, well, it looked like a kitchen. Her parents must have either stayed up late or gotten up early to get it into shape.
About time, her father smiled as she sat down.
Sarah ran her hands over the smooth lime green top. It was the same linoleum kitchen table with the mismatched chairs where she had always eaten. Even the old toaster, which seemed to only have one setting on it, burnt, sat on the counter. It was nice to see. Sarah felt something brush against her legs. Smoky, she said as she petted her cat. I bet you like it here, she said. Plenty of places to explore.
She's been out all morning,
said her father. He put a glass of orange juice and a bowl of cereal in front of Sarah. It was Chocolate Blasts, her favorite.
Mom never lets me eat these, she said as she poured the milk over it. Where is she anyway?
You know your mother, said Dad, as he sat down next to her. She doesn't start her job at the library for another hour, but she was so excited, she went early.
Sarah's dad grabbed one of the puffs of cereal from her bowl and popped it into his mouth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?